morning, friends. Time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes designed to help you begin your day and also to help you think beyond today. One of the wire services some time ago reported how maintenance men at the University of California discovered that termites had eaten through a large stack of pamphlets in the mailing room. The title of the pamphlets, Control of Termites. Well, you know, it's one thing to explain the theory of termite control, and it's quite another to put the theory into practice. And it's one thing to know what a Christian is, one thing to even profess to be a Christian, but it's quite another to be a real Christian, a born-again believer. There are many who profess, but do not possess eternal life.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in thought redeemed me for his own. But I know
able to stop for a moment, whatever you're doing, and listen as we read from the Sacred Scriptures. We're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. It carries the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. The Gospel according to St. Mark. He's writing concerning the Lord Jesus. The Spirit sent him out into the desert, and in the desert he spent 40 days and 40 nights tempted by the devil. There he lodged with the beasts, and there the angels ministered to him. But when John had been put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God's kingdom. The appointed time has come, he said, and the kingdom of God is near at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. The message is still the same as in the first century. Repent and believe the gospel. What does it mean to repent? It means to do an about-face, to change your direction. One day you're going down the road to a lost eternity, and you change your direction and your mind about sin, and you turn towards the Lord Jesus, and you believe in Him. You believe the gospel, the good news of salvation. And so we ask you, are you a professor or a possessor? If you've really repented, if you've really believed, then you're a possessor of everlasting life. We're sorry to leave you so soon. 5 minutes just seems to race by. We'd like to invite you to be with us again tomorrow morning at this same time and on this same station for another edition of Moments of Melody.